Welcome to the latest edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications, coming to you from Brayhead Arena on this Halloween night. Both teams serving up not so much a horror show, but a thriller. Brayhead Clan and Belfast Giants going the distance, but it was the Northern Irish side who won through on penalty shots. It ended up 4-3 in the end. It was the Giants who took the lead, 6 minutes and 8 seconds. Matt Nickerson picking up the puck just inside the Clan zone, sending a shot into the roof of Chris Holt's net to take the lead. And then the Clan levelled. Alex Levitt, he took 3 chances at an opportunity in front of the crease. Murphy eventually beaten, Clan going level at 1 apiece. Great work from Thomas Nesbitt, who skated in from the right, getting enough to squeeze the puck past Murphy, and the Clan took the lead to make it 2-1 in 5 minutes into the second period. And then Scott Pitt with a tap-in on the power play after Chris Bruton forced Stephen Murphy into a low save to make it 3-1. Mike Forney from Chris Beach sending the puck into the net off the inside of the goal. It dropped in behind Holt on the power play, and it was 3-2. The Belfast Giants taking it to within 1. Clan had a penalty shot. Brendan Brooks, he was impeded as he went through on Murphy. The penalty shot was given. Brooks took it, but he sent the shot wide in the end. Murphy doing enough to put the Clan man off. But then the Giants equalised 3 apiece. Adam Keefe squeezing a shot under Chris Holt, beating him at the 5 hole, and the Giants levelled the game. The third period, you couldn't separate both teams. It went all the way to overtime, then into penalty shots. The only goals coming from Colin Shields and James Demarez from Belfast Giants. They won the penalty shot, taking the 2 Challenge Cup points. We'll get reaction for you in just a minute. Clan coach Ryan Finnerty with me now. Ryan, you went the distance with Belfast, but you can take so much from that, can't you?
Obviously, it's frustrating anytime you don't get the 2 points, but I thought we played pretty well tonight. You know, I thought we had good chances to close that game out, and you know they're a good team. You know they're very good. They're very dangerous offensively. I thought we had the better of the play. You know, and I thought we created a lot of good scoring looks, and you know, just unfortunately just couldn't get that second point.
Good quality of goals from the guys that scored tonight as well. That must be pleasing for you.
Yeah, no, obviously, you know, I thought we created a ton. We just just needed a bounce here and there, and it would have been a different story. I thought our power play, you know, when we entered the zone and when we set up, we looked dangerous. We created some good looks. I thought we played pretty well today. It's just frustrating to not get that second point.
You caught Murphy in a good night. Made some great saves for them.
Yeah, Murph was the difference. He made some huge saves, and you know, and he shut the door in the shootout. He was the difference in the game, no question.
And of course, back here tonight, that big crowd cheering the guys on, that must have helped as well, the guys out
there. Yeah, anytime you're at home here, you know, and we wanted to win in regulation. You know, we knew we kind of wanted to press in that regulation and, you know, to guarantee the advancement. We're still not out of it by any means. You know, nowadays wait for Belfast, but it's always nice. You know, it feels like we still haven't been at home this year. You know, we still, like, this is still it's still new playing. You know, I think it's only our 5th home game, I think,
something like
that, so... Yeah, it's like I said, you gotta stay positive. You can't get too down here. We're just we've got a bit of an overtime jinx going on right now. So I thought we played well enough, and I thought we deserved 2 points.
Is there a lot of importance placed on the Challenge Cup this year? You've spoken early in the season about obviously wanting to win the league. That's the big ambition. But the Challenge Cup, there must be a lot of importance on that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially pride in winning your group. You know, through 8 games, being the best team, and we're top of the table right now. We'll have to see where that lands in the next coming month or so. But yeah, absolutely. You know, you want to get the top seed, and you want the finish as high as you can, and for the crossover. But you know, it's nice that it's over right now. You know, we can just focus mainly on league right now for a while. Right now it's just about every game. It doesn't really matter if it's Challenge Cup. It's just about developing that consistency within our game. And you know, and it's tough. I feel bad for the guys because they worked hard. We battled hard today. I thought, you know, another night we would have won that comfortably. Tonight we scraped a point.
Of course, this is another weekend where you've only got 1 game. Do you prefer that, the 1 game or the 2 game weekend?
No, I prefer the 2.
Yeah.
You know, you get the opportunity to get right back on the horse, and now you got a whole other week of preparation for yet another one game weekend. You know, so it's I think the guys prefer playing. It's more, that's kind of what we're used to, and these 1 game weekends can kind of you know. They're not playing enough. You know, you want to correct things when you're playing, and it's nice to get back on the bus on Sunday and travel and play again. But like I said, we'll take the rest, and we've got a lot of preparation anyways to do this week for our next game. But it's just tough today because I felt like we deserved to win.
Thanks so much, Ryan.
You bet.
Nathan McKeever with me now. Nathan, again, it's a big game.
Yeah.
Done really, really well, but unfortunately, not enough.
Yeah, no, it wasn't enough. He, you know, had the 3-1 lead in the second period, and they get a power play goal, then they get a lucky break and tie it up, and they finish the shootout. You know, it would be nice to have those 2 points. It's a secure top pick in the Challenge Cup, but hopefully they drop one now, and we still get that spot.
Exciting game to watch. Yeah. What was it like to play in?
It was fast. Probably one of the faster games we played all year. It was back and forth, you know, up and down. There was a lot of chances both ways.
And the guys tonight scoring some terrific goals as well, getting you on the way.
Yeah, you know, I think that we kind of, you know, we could try it out last week in Fife, so it's nice coming here and score, put 3 goals up, and just wasn't enough.
Just heard the coach saying to me he'd rather play 2 games over a weekend than the one. Are you the same?
Yeah, for sure. It'd be nice playing 2. It's tough, like, we don't play since last Sunday, and we just kind of practice all week, and we come in and play 1 game, then, you know, it'd be nice to be playing tomorrow, especially after a loss. It'd be nice to be getting on the bus tomorrow and going to play in a game somewhere, but that's the way the schedule goes, and wants to be ready for next Saturday.
You must enjoy the extra rest as well. You're getting at the moment.
Yeah, it was. We had a really busy first month, so it is nice to get the extra rest. But as Fenner said, I'd much rather play 2 games in a week and then one.
How tough opponents were Belfast Giants for you guys tonight? Their goalie, superb.
He played a great game, made some big saves for them, and they're a hard team to play against. They play a tough game, and I think we match up well against them. You know, the last both times we played them this year, we lost late in the game in Belfast and lost a shootout here, so I think we're two pretty even teams.
But it seems as though things are finally clicking. There was a few weeks there where things weren't going so well, but the guys certainly stepping up.
I think we are. You know, it was nice to score some goals, and you know, we went a nice stretch here. We got points 7 in a row, and then we lose last week 1-0 for a game we should have won. Then coming here, and we could have easily won tonight too. So.
Thanks so much, Nathan.
Okay, thanks, Ray.
Belfast goalie Stephen Murphy with me tonight. Well, Ryan Finnerty says with you in goal tonight, it could have been a very different game.
I thought it was a pretty good game. I thought both teams had spells where they sort of dominated a little bit, and both goalies played well. So shootout win, you know, it goes down to that. Anyone can win that, really.
How hard did the Brayhead forwards test you tonight?
I'm pretty tired, yeah. So yeah, nah. There was some good chances they had, and I probably had a decent game, I guess, if I look back on it. So pretty happy with that. But at the end of the day, I was just happy to get that win.
Big Challenge Cup win as well. You guys have got 2 or 3 games left to go in the Challenge Cup. Is top spot important for you guys?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, any chance you get, you know, you can go out for that top spot, you might as well go and try and take it. So yeah, tonight was a big night for us. So it was a big game and a big 2 points.
Let's talk in general terms. The team finished 5th last season. The season just kind of petered out in the end. How much disappointment was on the back of that?
Yeah, it was a real disappointing season all around. I mean, personally, I was injured pretty much the majority of the season. So personally, it was a horrible season for me. And as a team, you know, it wasn't good enough. So hopefully we can improve this year.
Good stuff. And of course, the club announced that Stevie Lyle's coming back. He's helping you out in a 2-year contract. Your wife's due a baby, I believe. How long's she got?
It's only 3 weeks left, so any day now, really. So it's great to have Stevie there as well. You know, he's obviously got a lot of experience, and he's a great guy to have there to help us.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, Stevie.
No worries.
And that's where we end our latest edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. My thanks to Ryan Finnerty, Nathan McKeever, and the Belfast goalie Stephen Murphy for talking to me on the back of that result. Brayhead Clan losing by 4-3. It was after penalty shots, a very highly entertaining game. The Clan return to Brayhead Arena next Saturday. That's the 7th of November. And they take on the Coventry Blaze. That's a 7 o'clock face-off. Tickets are on sale now via Ticketmaster by calling 0844 499 1700, or you can buy them directly at the Brayhead Arena box office. That's Coventry Blaze coming to Brayhead Arena next Saturday for the Elite League. Keep up to date with the latest news on the Brayhead Clan website, brayheadclan.com. Like our official Facebook page or follow us on Twitter at Brayhead Clan. That's all for now from Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. I'm Craig Anderson. Bye for now.